Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A World Series win for the LA Dodgers leads to street celebrations. And yes, some looting in downtown Los Angeles. ABC's Chris Christie overhead in a helicopter watching it all unfold.
There have been a number of getaway vehicles waiting for the merchandise to walk out. They stuff the trunks, they get in the car, and they drive away. We've seen several cars do that. LAPD is aware of this.
And many more people were cheering than looting, though. The Dodgers beat the Yankees in New York last night in Game 5 of the series. Survivors of the worst natural disaster to hit Spain in generations awoke to scenes of devastation. Villages in the Valencia region wiped out by monstrous flash floods that claimed at least 95 lives. Election day almost upon us. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump continuing to hit the battleground states. In Pennsylvania today, a judge is holding a hearing on that bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million a day sweepstakes in the battlegrounds. Musk is supposed to be there in court. His lawyers have not said if he will show up. This is ABC News. Schools and businesses closed in Taiwan today, with the island being pummeled by a powerful typhoon, thousands of people forced into shelters. A traffic stop turning into a gunfight on New York's Long Island. ABC's Phil Tate in West Hempstead, where a New York state trooper was shot.
The state trooper was struck in his leg and is listed in stable condition. Now, law enforcement says a fellow trooper had provided some aid before he was rushed to the hospital.
Police say the suspect took off. Getting attacked by a shark once might be enough to convince most people to stay out of the water, but not Cole Tashman. The Florida surfer was bitten 10 years ago, and now he's been attacked a second time. Turns out that's still not enough. He does admit when he does go back into the water, though.
First time's going to be really spooky. So I'm going to wait for some super clear water and a place I know there's no sharks.
A shark crunched both his feet, leaving him with injuries that needed two surgeries and nearly 100 stitches. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers shorthanded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had seven players missing from practice, including three starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3. The Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It's going to be cloudy and windy today, and the temperature is going to fall through the day down into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and cold for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temperatures in the low 40s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the state of the race in Wisconsin? Ben Wickler will be here. J.R. Radcliffe to talk all things sports. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
Hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council. It's a
beautiful morning. We got a new act. It's phenomenal. It's sensational. No. It's terrific. It's even mediocre.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
92.7 WMDX, the Halloween edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
That's right. We want to thank everybody that texted us yesterday with the one-year anniversary that we celebrated.
It was nice to hear from anybody. I don't know if anybody noticed my shirt here.
Yeah, it says problem solved.
It's a little,
what's that referring to?
Blood-covered. Yeah. Shirt that I have on today.
you had a little unconventional fun last night.
I did, and the problem is solved, as I have written on my shirt.
Okay.
So I can only imagine what happened.
Yeah. Halloween weather today. It's going to be cloudy. It's going to be windy. Temperatures are dropping. We started out at 61 degrees. We'll be into the mid-40s by later on today. The rain is moving out, but it's still going to be kind of damp out there and pretty windy at times for all the trick-or-treaters this evening. This portion of the John and Gordy Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east side and west side or online at verlo.com.
Mark texted us, and it's easy to text us. Just go to the Civic Media app and hit the text button and tell us what you think. He wrote, "The Dune universe created by Frank Herbert. The law was thou shalt not have machines to counterfeit the human mind." Thinking machines were outlawed. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great stuff. Thanks. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, we were talking with Dr. Tim Slecker about AI in our last segment, and some fascinating discussion.
You know, could use AI is Trump.
Yeah. Well, yes.
This comment is just unbelievable, and I'm sure this will reassure many women listening to the program this morning.
Yeah.
He said unequivocally, "I'll protect women whether they like it or not."
That's what Trump said. That's a direct quote.
Honest to God, I just can't.
I wonder how the women out there feel.
This is like an ongoing Onion magazine in real life, and we're watching it.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Well, last night I went to the Kamala Harris get-together at the Alliance Center. Wow. It was just electric there. A huge crowd. It was sold out. I mean, it was every seat filled and filled to overflowing, and it was aimed at young folks. You know, a lot of UW students there, and they had big banners and lights, and it was really cool. Mark Pocan was there. Remy Wolf performed. I mean, they had a lot of music in this program. Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes was there, and Tony Evers, and some more performers like Gracie Abrams. Tammy Baldwin was there. Senator Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, she did a few songs.
she, should not do any songs. Mumford and Sons.
I interviewed a few people, though, didn't you?
Catherine Lake was there, actually. We had civic media coverage of the event, and she interviewed a couple of people. I think we got one of those interviews right now, yeah. Sam. Have you got
Let's hear
that one? This one was a couple of students. This was just before the program began.
All right.
So take a listen.
Kamala Rally?
Yes, ma'am.
You're a fan?
Yes, huge fan.
Tell me why.
Of Kamala?
Yeah.
I just think that she stands for everything that needs to be changed about this country right now. I think that she's a breath of fresh air. I love that she's a woman. I love that she's an Asian woman as well. I'm an Asian woman. And I think that the fact that she is able to just put herself out there and constantly take hit after hit and still do it with such grace and poise is incredibly impressive.
How about you?
About what? Sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Kamala Harris, what do you think?
I love her. I think she's great. I'm a daughter of two gay moms. I'm a woman. I was born through reciprocal IVF. Trump goes against everything about me. It threatens my entire existence. Kamala stands for everything that I am.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that her economic policies are well laid out.
Absolutely.
I think that everything that what she wants to do for our country to make it better is very, very nicely presented. And it makes it really easy for Americans to choose. I think that Trump is just yapped a whole lot of nothing. And unfortunately, as we've seen throughout his presidency, he is not a sane, reasonable, rational, and kind person.
Yeah.
And the way also is so much more level-headed, so much more logical. And she has people like the Obamas supporting her, and the Obamas, or Obama was the best presidency in my lifetime. I mean, there's not been that many, but honestly, like, with that support and with that mentorship, she's going to do great things.
How
and
she's
I'm 19.
19.
20 on election day.
Yeah, nice. How
old are you? I'm 19 years old as well.
19. Some smart women in this
yeah.
town.
We're
wow.
really lucky because we're both from out of state, and so we get to come
I'm
in.
I'm from Florida.
And I'm from New York City. So I'm taking my blue, right? To Wisconsin.
Yes, I am. Thanks, guys.
Of course.
Smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, in a little while, we're going to talk with John Zumbrunnen. And he's going to talk about voting. And if you're a UW student, listen up for that, because there's some particular things that you can, you know, you can keep in mind as you go yeah. to the polls.
Got it. Got to get you out there to the vote.
Yeah. Now, we talked to somebody else there, too. Mm-hmm. And do we have that cut, Sam? This is another woman that we that Catherine talked to just before the program got underway.
Are you from
Civic Media?
Oh,
no, Civic Media.
Media. Okay.
You're in Madison, WMDS.
I have to feel this. Shoot. So I'm going to tie this.
What's your name? Yeah.
Shalisha Johnson.
Shalisha Johnson. Are you a fan of Kamala Harris?
I am very much a fan of Kamala Harris.
Since the beginning?
Since the beginning.
Tell me more.
I want to reverse the hatred in this country for people of color and transgender people and anybody who isn't a cisgender white man, who is also straight. I'm voting for reproductive freedom. A lot of people don't understand, you know, people have made abortion a dirty word, and abortion is healthcare in some instances. And I don't think it's anybody's right to take that right away from their neighbor in their own state, in any other state. And I'm for equality, and I don't want to see civil rights protections be rolled back. I don't want to see anything from Project 2025 enacted, and I want to protect the democracy and our ability and our freedom to actually vote in the next election in 2028.
And you don't think Donald Trump's capable of any of that?
None, not a thing.
Well, that's true.
That says it all right there. Yeah.
Was so, brilliant.
Pretty
great
sharp.
Commentary.
Pretty sharp.
Fantastic. From 19-year-olds, too, that wow. was stunning.
And it was electric at the Alliance Center last night. Great crowd. And Kamala Harris came out at the end, of course, and wowed the crowd even more.
I'm glad that we're all basically on the same page here.
Yeah.
But the big news for me yesterday was something that my jaw dropped. I jumped up out of my chair. I could not even. I couldn't believe what I was actually watching at this point in the election that this came out.
What?
Mike Johnson, House Speaker, came out and said one of Trump's top priorities will be to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
Really, at this point, you really want to open this topic up?
Wow.
All right. And he wants to rip away health care from 60 million Americans. No health care at all. That's what it's free market stuff. In this comment, you will hear over and over, free market, free market. This is so egregious. It didn't work before. We had this. That's why we have the ACA covering pre-existing conditions. This is just jaw-dropping. Release this now. And I know this is planned. This sure. they agreed to do something like this prior to the election. I don't know why. Let's listen to Cut 273.
There's a lot of talk. I mean, health care reform is going to be a big part of the agenda. When I say we're going to have a very aggressive first 100 days agenda, we got a lot of things still on the table. But health care, it's the secret. Health care reform is not a secret. There's some really important ideas on the table. And we have a docs caucus, the physicians who serve in the House, and they've got a menu of options about this thick. And I think this is part of it, because if you take government bureaucrats out of the health care equation and you have doctor-patient relationships, it's better for everybody, more efficient, more effective. That's the free market. Trump's going to be for the free market. You heard a little sample of that last night. We want to take a blowtorch to the regulatory state, okay? Yeah. I mean, these agencies have been weaponized against the people, and it's crushing the free market.
The free market.
Like a boot on the neck of job creators and entrepreneurs and risk takers. And so healthcare is one of the sectors, but we need this across the board. And Trump's going to go big. I mean, he's only going to have one more term, right? Can't run for re-election. Right. And so he's going to be thinking about legacy, and we're going to fix all these things.
No Obamacare?
No Obamacare.
No.
Yeah, the ACA is so deeply ingrained. We need massive reform to make this work, and we got a lot of ideas on how to do that.
Yeah, take a blowtorch to the regulatory state. What a great idea, right? And by the way, starting Friday, DACA recipients will be able to enroll in the ACA marketplace as well and get coverage for the very first time. So they really want to preempt this. They want to take so many more people off health care. What are they thinking? on this program,
boggles the mind. Yeah.
I mentioned this so many other times. I think the most important issue of our day is universal health care in this country. If we had that, we would be so freed up to do so many other things and spend our money wisely in so many other things, so many programs that this country needs, because we have changed. We have different needs now. We have people who are mostly contractors. They don't have pensions. They don't have regular jobs. They're working freelance. All of that, we need a different system, and that system is universal health care. And this flies completely against that grain. This is the worst possible thing of all worlds. What MAGAs and the Christian values guy Mike Johnson will do is basically take health care and throw it away. This is a guy. By the way, just a note to Mike Johnson, we don't have Jesus to heal us at this point, okay? You know? I don't know. Maybe they just think a second coming here. Eliminate the federal ACA health insurance protections, convert the ACA and Medicaid into block grants to the state, expand health savings accounts, which is a disaster unto itself, cut federal health spending by $4.5 trillion over a decade. And of course, a lot of that money saved will be given to tax cuts to the wealthy.
Yeah. Wow. That's the plan, huh?
Yeah.
That's straight out of the playbook.
How much time do we have here?
Just about a minute.
About a minute. Can we get this in? This is RFK Jr. He's going to take over the healthcare system. Yeah. This is Cut 274.
The key that I think that President Trump has promised me is control of the public health agencies, which are HHS and its sub agencies, CDC, FDA, NIH, and a few others, and then also the USDA, which is key to making America healthy, because we've got to get off of seed oils, and we've got to get off of pesticide-intensive agriculture.
Oh, those seed oils. Man, I'm telling you, isn't that the most frightening thing you can think of, is RFK Jr. in charge of our healthcare system?
Crazy.
We've got more, by the way, coming up in a moment.
John and Gordy in the morning. Coming up next, Brittany Merlot will update our Halloween weather.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. All starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout, and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better. The Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X, and I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. You gotta look out for the creature with the atom brain, man. Is that AI?
I don't know.
All right. And by the way, thank you, Sherry, for the belated anniversary emoji that you sent us.
You can text us or call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Let's go to Brittany Merlot this morning, get the latest on what's happening this Halloween in the weather world. Morning, Brittany.
Good morning. I feel like I am most concerned right now about John's shirt that says problem solved with blood splattered all over it.
Yeah, we had an intern problem.
No, that is awesome.
Well, we like your shirt too. The skeleton. Yeah, the bones. Very scary.
You're a walking x-ray today.
I could feel the weather in my bones. Yeah, there you go.
That's right. Yeah. Boy, we got a lot of rain last night.
You sure did. Yeah. Breaking records. Look at you guys. Seriously, 2.21 inches of rainfall put in the record books, and then another half an inch throughout the overnight. Finally, though, it's starting to wind down, kick on out of here, but that means the winds are going to start to whip. You have the worst of the winds in the state. It's going to be about 20-mile-per-hour winds sustained.
Wow.
Gusting to nearly 40. So that is going to continue through our trick-or-treating hours. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to battle that.
Yeah. Yuck. Wow. Glad I got that gazebo down yesterday before the Wednesday. Yeah. Thanks a lot, John, for helping out.
I was only kidding that I wouldn't help you.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Didn't get back to you in time.
Yeah, fine.
if he didn't help you, the weather would have helped you, right?
See, the weather could have done that.
Yeah.
For you.
So it's going to be still breezy tonight for all the Halloweeners out there, all the trick-or-treaters, right? Yeah. The ghosts and goblins,
It sure is. So it's about 49 degrees at 3 p.m., falling to about 45 at 6 p.m., but you put a wind chill on top of that, I dress for the mid-30s.
Oh, definitely.
You'll be fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something to know. All right.
All right, Brittany, thank you so much. Yeah. We will talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, happy Halloween.
All right, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
It's Brittany Merlot, our civic media meteorologist.
Let's get into the fact that they're going to take away the ACA. The big news yesterday was, we're going to get rid of it.
That's what Mike Johnson said.
Just completely blew my mind, and he and Trump got together and talked about this, and that's why Mike Johnson came out and told everybody the ACA is going to be history. They're putting RFK Jr. in charge of all of this. You bet. And we got to get rid of those seed oils. Let's get into where Trump actually announces this. 275 is the cut. He's confident in RFK Jr. Let's go.
Robert F. Kennedy cares more about human beings and health and the environment than anybody. And he's going to be absolute. Having him is such a great honor. I've been friends of his for a long time. And I'm going to let him go wild on health. I'm going to let him go wild on the food. Wow. I'm going to let him go wild on medicines. The only thing I don't think I'm going to let him even get near is the liquid gold that we have under our feet. I don't know, Elon, he might not like liquid gold. It's oil and gas, sometimes referred to as oil and gas.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's lost his
oh
mind.
Oh, my. Oh. How are
he's weaving a tapestry here.
How are we as intelligent people trying to deal with this? Is there some magic? we've got our John and Gordy stress balls.
Oh yes, you know?
Maybe we should get those out there real quick. Okay, yeah. Bring out our balls.
They're going to get a workout. Right. Yeah.
Now here's the thing, right? Trump won't let Elon near liquid gold or RFK Jr. near liquid gold.
Right.
But he will let RFK Jr. near human lives that depend on health care to survive. That's okay. But that liquid gold, oil, no way, not getting near it. He was on Joe Rogan, and they had a little discussion about, again, protecting oil, not human lives.
I love the fact that you guys teamed up.
Yeah,
and are you completely committed to have him a part of your administration?
Oh, I am, but... The only thing I want to be a little careful about with him is the environmental, because, you know, he doesn't like oil. I love oil and gas. I think
just keep him out of that.
To fire. So I'm going to sort of keep him out of a little. I said, focus on health. Focus. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. But I got to be a little bit careful with the liquid gold, you know?
I understand. I love the fact that you guys teamed up.
Yeah.
And are you guys.
There you go.
That's it. Huh?
That's an amazing thing. And here's something to keep in mind, too. The megas, Mike Johnson, Trump, everybody in the new administration, if they are elected, won't extend the extra ACA subsidies that were put in place during the pandemic. That has brought down the premiums incredibly for the last 3 or 4 years. And that subsidy, that extra subsidy, is going to end at the end of 2025. That goes away for 21 million people if it is not renewed, and these people do not want to renew that. Now, allowing them to expire at the end of 2025 would result in average out-of-pocket premium increases, get this, of 79%. So you were complaining, folks, about inflation and how much your food costs. Think of 79% increase in your healthcare costs per month.
Right? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go to the phones, John. We have Dick on the line. You can call us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Dick, go ahead with your question or comment.
Well, I thought liquid gold was a product you used on wood furniture and stuff like that.
Well, that's true, right?
But, it is. But where I was going to go with this is even big oil isn't about big oil so much. I just got done reading an article about how Exxon's huge reserve of lithium was found in, I believe, Arkansas.
Yes.
And they're already, yes, and they know where it's going. Why would they be investing so much in this type of research and saying that they're going to have huge amounts of it done by, I think the article said, 2030. So why is the liquid gold such a big deal?
Exactly.
In a different direction.
Exactly.
Including the oil companies.
Yeah, I know there's another huge mine that they discovered, or an area that they could mine out west as well for this stuff. You got to wonder, you know, which direction we really should be going. I don't think Trump has a handle on that. I think, you know, he wants to expand drilling and, yeah, all of that, even though we have been doing that, right? And he'll take credit for doing it, even though we have been doing that, producing more oil than any other country in the world at this point. Mm-hmm. So,
Dick, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Coming up, we'll be talking with John Zumbrunnen about voting and how to get those votes in and register all at the last minute. Okay, 29 past the hour. Back with more on 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Recognizing that today is Halloween, how about a few tidbits about the value of bats in Wisconsin? I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. The value on bats coming up next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Wisconsin is home to 8 different species of bats. That's according to Jennifer Riddell, a cave and mine specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. And she says each one of those helpful little mammals, experts at insect eradication.
They are eating, in our part of the world, all insects. And so in Wisconsin, bats are eating up to 24 types of agricultural pests. They are eating up to 17 different kinds of mosquitoes. And 9 of those are known to carry West Nile virus. So some of the ag pests include corn borer, cutworm moth, potato beetle, and grasshoppers, corn earworm. And so if you calculate the value of bats to our farmers and agriculturalists, bats are saving farmers $658 million to $1.5 billion in pesticide and pesticide application costs each year.
Jennifer Riddell, she is a cave and mine specialist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, talking about the bats that make Wisconsin their home. You can listen to more of that conversation and find out more about Wisconsin bats and the diseases they battle at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
And speaking of the Department of Natural Resources, they say the mild winter Wisconsin experienced last year has made for a bigger and better than ever deer crop. DNR officials said as of midnight October 29th, they had sold more than 444,000 patron licenses to hunt in Wisconsin, more than 123,000 of those licenses just for the gun deer hunting privileges. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be cloudy and windy today, and the temperature is going to fall through the day down into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and cold for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temperatures in the low 40s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com, and we'll be watching out for your text.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman, and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Bob's Burgers and Parks and Rec actress Jenny Slate. Then Chicago-based film critic Mariah Gates joins the show to talk noir. All this and the popcorn pick of the week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
92.7 WMDX, a little Nightmare Before Christmas there. And this is, of course, our Halloween edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
That's right. 7:34, cloudy today. Temperatures falling from highs in the low 60s this morning down in the mid-40s by later this afternoon. Going to be windy through most of the day. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
And now we want to find out a little bit more about how to vote on campus. It's That's a right. big mystery to me. So many things have been kicked around over the many, many years. And we've got John Zumbrunen in the studio, and he's going to fill us in on what's happening on campus when it comes to voting and what students can or cannot do. And voter turnout as well. But let's get into the idea of what the students can expect to do during this election season.
Yeah, good morning. It's great to be with you. Appreciate the chance to come on and share what we're doing on campus.
Good to have you here.
Yeah, thank you. You know, we're working hard through our Badgers Vote effort to make it possible for every student on campus who wants to cast a vote to cast a vote. And also encouraging students to get out there and exercise that fundamental right.
Mm-hmm. So do a lot of students take part in local voting here, or do some of them prefer to vote at home?
It's both, of course. A fair number of students from out of state or who live elsewhere in Wisconsin will decide to register here in Dane County and vote in Dane County. But we've also got a lot of students who make the decision to vote wherever they call home. And, you know, as far as we're concerned on campus, our job is to make sure that they know how to go about voting, whatever their decision about where to vote is, and to support them in that, to get them the latest up-to-date information.
When did you start the program, Badgers Vote?
You know, Badgers Vote's been going on as long as I've been at UW-Madison, I came here in the fall of 2008. So it's an ongoing effort. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, of course, evolved over time. It connects us up with our peer institutions in the Big Ten who undertake similar efforts on their campuses. We got a little bit of a friendly competition going on about voter registration and voter turnout rates, and we usually do pretty well.
So how's that? How does that look so far as students out there voting?
Yeah, we know that we know we had really good response around voter registration on campus. So we had up over 1,700 students register to vote through the voter registration events and opportunities that we were providing on campus in partnership with the Madison City Clerk. I don't have specific numbers on in-person absentee or early voting, but you know, anecdotally, I will tell you that there's been a lot of activity. We've got four IPAV, in-person absentee voting locations on campus, and anecdotally hearing of a lot of traffic through those sites, sometimes some lines. We've worked with the city clerk's office on expanding our capacity to meet the demand. There's a lot of students who are voting early.
So I was at the Alliance Center last night, and a lot of UW students were there for Kamala Harris. Big, big crowd. I mean, it was sold out, and a lot of energy there.
Yep.
And I guess what I want to ask is if students are out there and they haven't registered yet, and you know it's getting down to the last few days here, what's the protocol?
Yep. So today and tomorrow, students can still come to one of our four in-person absentee voting sites on campus. That's at Memorial Union, Union South, the Health Sciences Learning Center down on the west end of campus, and then we have a site out in Eagle Heights area where a lot of graduate students have housing. So students can come to one of those four sites on campus. They can register to vote and vote right then. And then, of course, in the state of Wisconsin, they can register to vote and vote on Election Day next Tuesday, and we've got a set of polling sites on campus. Students who want particular information about those sites and about what they need to do to be ready to vote can visit vote.wisc.edu. And I'll just say there's information on there that's valuable, not just for students, but really for anybody who wants to know the basics of how to vote in Wisconsin.
Wiscvote.edu.
Vote.wisc.edu.
Okay. All right.
And what do they need to bring along to registered.
So students need proof of residence. You have to have been in residence for 28 consecutive days.
All right. Bring their address with them.
And then they'll need a voter ID as well, right, or an ID that works for voting. Now, we do also have ID print stations on campus. So students who, you know, especially thinking about out-of-state students who won't have the necessarily the ID that they need to vote in Wisconsin, the university does work to help students get the printed ID that they need to be able to vote.
I was going to ask you that we do require a university ID, and it is good for voting.
The university ID itself is not necessarily good for voting, but this is why we have the
a different
ID
version of
printing
it?
Station where we will help them get printed what they need.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because that was a big hang-up for me. I wasn't quite sure if the voter ID or the student ID was used now as proof of your residency.
Yeah.
They don't put the address on
that. That's right. Student ID, our WISC card, as we call it, doesn't have your address. But again, best thing for students to do is not necessarily to listen to me on the radio, but go to vote.wisc.edu and find the information they need there. We've worked really hard to create a site that's user-friendly and that is the sort of single source of truth on voting for our students.
Sam, you got question?
Yeah, I kind of got a two-pronged question. I know Badgers Vote isn't a political group on campus, but I don't know if you can speak at all to how the voting block of college students and more broadly Gen Z are playing a kind of significant role in this election. And also, because students from UW come from all over the place, not just Wisconsin, how students at UW are playing a role in Wisconsin, which is a very much a swing state.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is the case that Badgers Vote is a sort of effort, an organized, coordinated effort by the university to, again, support people in exercising their right to vote. We're a public university. That means we're nonpartisan and nonpolitical. Where Badgers Vote is not about talking to people about how we think they should vote or how anyone else on campus thinks they should vote. We don't care in the context of Badgers Vote how students vote. We want to support them and encourage them to vote. You know, there are absolutely student organizations on campus that are engaged in more politically oriented activity.
Right.
And that's great. We want a campus where there's thriving political discourse and debate. But that's not what the university, that's not our responsibility as a university. On your second question, I guess that in some ways invites me over into my professor of political science role. You know, I think we all know that the youth votes an important part of the electorate in general, and certainly in this election. You don't have to be a political scientist. You just have to read the newspapers and look at the polls to know that there's segments of the youth vote that are the subject of really intense competition between the two presidential campaigns. And of course, turnout of those young voters is really important. So we're in that phase of the election right now where it's a matter of making sure that people get to the polls and vote. And, you know, it's interesting. I've been asked before the question, are UW-Madison students going to make the difference in this election? I mean, I think we all know that the state of Wisconsin is going to be really close. It's been really close in every presidential election since I've lived here, every statewide election since I've lived here. So, you know, whatever side of the political aisle one's on, and whether you're a UW-Madison student or you're living in Dane County or somewhere out in the state, your vote matters in this election. So again, what we're about at the university is just making sure people got pathways to get out there and vote.
And there's no reason to actually believe what the polls are saying anyway, because the polls don't really count the newly registered voters out there. And there has been an incredible drive to get those registrations up. You know, in fact, it's gone through the roof as far as young people are concerned.
Sure. And here we get to, while I'm a political science professor, I'm actually a political philosophy professor. So dangerous for me to, I'm more comfortable talking about Plato than I'm talking about polls. But, you know, I mean, you know, pollsters pollsters, of course, aren't just guessing, right? They're drawing random samples, and then they're trying to understand how to weight those samples in ways that that they believe, based on their experience and methodology, gets them close as they can to an accurate representation of the broader voting population.
Their history hasn't been great, though.
I hear you on that. And, you know, honestly, we're going to know sometime next week how well they've done this time.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
So I, you hear me as the political scientist there, not quite wanting to go all the way with you on don't believe the polls. I mean, I think you take the polls as one piece of evidence out there in the political world. And you know, you should never believe any one particular piece of evidence is the absolute truth. So,
my eyes opened up a lot, though, when you know, Taylor Swift did the endorsement. I mean, you know, registrations went through the roof for that. When Kamala was announced, registrations went through the roof again. A lot of the students were voting against Joe Biden because of his policies in Gaza, and when Kamala came in, that kind of switched everything around. Quite a bit, actually. So, you know, and again, because they aren't being counted, which is something new to me, I did not know that. So it's brand new, and I'm trying to adjust to the idea that maybe this is really kind of a sleeper sell out there. You know, it's suddenly we're going to find out there are a lot of people voting on the Democratic ticket this time around.
Totally possible. You know,
I don't want to put you on the spot, yeah, as far as taking a side here.
Also not going to make predictions, but, you know, I mean, it's always a challenge when pollsters try to apply their likely voter screens. It's always a challenge to figure out who's going to vote and who's not. So, yeah.
John, do you think that celebrity endorsements have any sway? Or, and another side question of that, newspaper endorsements? Editorial endorsements.
Yeah, how about the newspapers not endorsing? What are your feelings on that?
Oh boy, y'all are really asking me to step outside of my administrator hat and speak as a political science professor. And I'm imagining my colleagues back in the political science department who, you know, make a living studying American politics instead of thinking about the ancient Greeks like I always have, and making them nervous now. I don't know. You know, I mean, on celebrity endorsements, I think you got to think about persuasion, like changing people's minds, which, in our contemporary political world, probably doesn't happen that much. Thinking about that versus sort of excitement, enthusiasm, motivation, getting people out to vote. And so I would tend to think that celebrity endorsements are probably going to do more on the side of getting people out to the polls. You know, I have my own thoughts about Taylor Swift, but then I have a 17-year-old daughter.
So. Yes, there you go. Exactly. I know.
I hear a lot of Taylor in my house.
Yeah. there were rumors she was going to show up last night at the Alliance Center. That didn't happen.
But, you know, one side has the Hulkster and another has Taylor Swift. Help us all, please.
Well, John, thank you for being with us today. Again, if people need more information, give us the website that you're recommending.
vote.wisc.edu.
Okay, I wanted to clear up one thing. I'm still a little hazy on what you print up for these students. What is it that you print up? I mean, they come in with their identifications. Mm-hmm. What is it that you print up that helps them get the papers that or the ID that they need?
We're able to print an ID that an ID document that establishes their legal identity and their legal residence. So and allows them then will be accepted by the city clerk's office to allow them to register to vote.
Oh, excellent.
Vote.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fantastic.
Well, John, again, thanks for coming in. And I know you're going to be busy here the next few days, I imagine, with Badger Vote. And again, we appreciate you sharing your thoughts with us and all that information.
Finally straighten out this mess.
Yeah. The Taylor Swift mess? Was it?
That was a big question for me.
Well, thanks very much, guys.
All right. Appreciate it very much.
Very good.
Oh, man.
Coming up, we've got this, that, and the other leftovers, some odds and ends, and... we'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
It's Halloween.
Thanks, John.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
We're going to enjoy them.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 608-879-8255 is our number. That's 879-TALK. You can call us or text us. Text us on the Civic Media app anytime.
My favorite candy is an Almond Joy.
Really? You like the Almond Joy?
Oh, I just love those things.
Yeah. I like the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Was that prompted by something? Did somebody ask what their favorite candy was?
No, I was just thinking about it.
I like the peanut butter cups.
So when your kids went out trick-or-treating when they were younger, were you the kind of parent that, like, took your cut of the candy?
No, but, you know, it was interesting. My younger son, who's been into costumes and Spider-Man since he was born, he always gives me the Almond Joys. He knows I like them. And so he pulls them out and he gives them to me.
How nice.
It's heartwarming. I'm tearing up as I
wasn't
say
that nice of a kid. My mom had to forcibly take the candy that she liked from me. Wow.
See? Does your other son do anything like that? Give you anything?
No.
Yeah.
You know, my other son, it's funny because when he went out and he got all that candy, he wouldn't eat it. You know, it sat there for like maybe week after week after week, and we kept telling him, look, are you going to eat your Halloween candy or not?
That's weird. I mean, most kids, they can't wait to tear into it.
I don't know what it was. He just did not eat the candy right away.
What about now that he's grown up?
And it drove his parents insane, and that's why I am the way I am today.
That explains a lot.
It does. All right. Let's get into Elon, who, by the way, you know, is going to be a part of the administration if Trump is.
What? They're making him go to court now in this $1 million giveaway.
Yeah, $1 million giveaway.
Yeah, that happened, I guess, late last night. They're ordering.
Well, I hope they've got a good case because, you know, if they're going to go to the Supreme Court obviously is on Trump's side at this point.
Seems like it.
You know, they allowed voter purging within 90 days of an election. In other words, in like 6 days of the election, allowing cities to purge voters from the rolls. I'm just like Yeah. My head is blown, and so are some of the justices on the Supreme Court, thinking, what are you doing? You know, this is against the law. So much for the law. Anyway,
this is
Ilan, you know, and he's going to be a part of the administration, and he is going to be part of cost cutting, and he's warning the middle class. There's going to be a little heartache here. Let's try.
You have to reduce spending to live within our means, and that necessarily involves some temporary hardship, but it will ensure long term prosperity.
Temporary hardship for long-term prosperity. We've heard that all along with conservatives. They've always talked about that. Oh, this is going to hurt, but long-term.
Yeah, it'll be better for everybody.
Better for everybody, sure. Yeah.
What specifically is he referring to be the short-term hardship?
Well, it's probably going to be, you know, taking away Medicaid, you know, slashing a lot of the social programs. Those are the programs that
How is that short-term if you just
social
get rid
security.
Of the program?
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna hurt, but people will adjust or die, one way or another. You know, so that's gonna happen. And
right, hey, Catherine.
Hey,
Catherine. What's going on,
director?
Hey, why don't you get behind the microphone?
She just can't stay away from the mic. As soon as she walks into the station, she's on the mic.
I just wanted to say, first of all, thanks for going with me yesterday. I'm surprised your hearing is not that great anyway, but I'm deaf. I was going to a rock concert.
It was really, really loud.
It was shocking. The minute it started, they started screaming. You heard the two 19-year-olds I talked to. So articulate, so
real,
smart.
Unbelievable.
Reasons why they wanted to vote. I was not that smart at 19.
Yeah.
I'm just heartened that they all showed up last night, and it was mostly screaming women, girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like the Beatles. They got nothing. It was unbelievable.
Well,
not
only did they say things that I agree with, I mean, they said it better than I could have said it.
Right. Very
so,
articulate.
19-year-olds.
I'm going to hire them.
Yeah. Well, great. Oh, okay. Replace us. There we go.
Yeah, here we go.
So much for the one-year anniversary.
We made it 1 year and 1 day, apparently. That's it. Okay.
Hey, let's play...
what do we got time for?
Actually, we don't have time for it.
What?
I was gonna
what
play,
do you mean?
I was going to play... Don Lemon had asked a question of his Gen Zer, and he had some great comments. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we get to the...
about
the latest issue.
Oh, the onion.
Of the onion.
The new onion is
came
out.
Came in yesterday.
Well, you got to say it the right way. Onion.
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 Onion. Ooh, I like the title there.
Yes, it's
the headline.
Taylor Swift arrested on weapons charges after federal agents raid tour bus.
It's got a picture of her in her costume being led away.
What hell of a pose there in front of the police officer hauling her off to jail. they've taped off her bus. You know, police
tape.
Do not cross police line.
Yeah, there's some other great headlines on there.
I don't know. You know, it says her officials claim singer used merch sales at her concerts as a front to launder cash. You know, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, really.
We could get into that business, you know.
You think?
But remember, Trump is doing this with his $100,000 watches.
Oh, he's got all that
there's
stuff
no guarantee
out there.
There's
a headline at the bottom of the first page about his next latest grift.
Trump.
Oh, Trump launches own brand of voting machines.
Just in time.
Wow.
He's going to sell a lot there.
Well, thank goodness, you know, we're finally taking care of the problem of bad voting machines.
It's all good. Hey, that is going to wrap it up.
Oh, by the way, Texas bans the sale of luggage to pregnant women. So there you go.
That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. Stephanie Miller is coming up next right here on 92.7 WMDX. Happy Halloween, everybody. Ooh.
Ooh, scary. Very scary stuff.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Let the sun shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Trigby Olson and myself join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out.
just plead guilty, and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash Bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.